This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witts. Welcome. Morning devotions. I've conducted many funerals over the years since my commissioning and ordination as a Salvation Army officer in 1972. Now, some of these funerals have been sad, tragic stories. Others have been quite inspiring and peaceful. I will always recall one for a beautiful lady aged 103. She died one Christmas Eve. She was ready. She went peacefully into the presence of Jesus. And the nursing staff at the hospital were deeply moved by this person, this wonderful person who I'd known for about 40 years. And I had the privilege of conducting her funeral. And in preparing for that, I discovered a written document she had prepared to tell her own story when she turned 100. This is what she said. "My life has been very fulfilling. I am amazed where God has led and protected me and used me." Now, it was an amazing statement, one that's impressed many people who knew her beauty and her calm ways. She was an inspiration to many people of all ages, particularly the younger generation, who were captivated by the way she cared for them. So is it really possible for anyone, let alone someone who's 103, to say, "God has led me"? Now, when you think about it, it's a huge statement. What does it mean? Why doesn't God make it easy and clear to me about my life? I'm sorry, but look, it doesn't work that way. God works in very mysterious ways. And I think we've got to be a bit adult about this. Chris Rose wrote in the Reader's Digest, "As a real estate agent," he said, "I spent 6 months showing homes to one couple. At last, I found two that they liked, but they couldn't decide which one to buy. So the wife and I returned to the second house, and she began wandering around for another look, went upstairs, and finally she told me that they would take the first home. And I asked how she made the decision. Well, she said, I was standing in the family room and I asked God to give me a sign. And right then and there," she said, "a plane came zooming over on its flight path to the airport. And I knew that was not the house for us." Well, that's not what I'm talking about. God's leading doesn't work in that way. His leading is very different to that. And I think our problem is that we think we know best. Why should I submit my life to God anyway? The theme song from the TV show you might have seen, Malcolm in the Middle, has the words, "You're not the boss of me now, you're not so big." And while we may not all sing this song or use the same words, we find ourselves having the same attitude expressed in those words. But my 103-year-old friend did not see life like that. She prayed each day that something or someone bigger than her, that was her God, would lead her that day and guide her. So guidance, this matter of guidance for Christians, comes as we develop our relationship with God, because he wants us to know him, being guided by him. That's part of the relationship. If you're wanting a sign, okay, that's temporary, but a relationship is something that will go on. And when we die, it will go into eternity. So if you're looking for a sign, they can be misrepresented or misread or not seen. And God wants to lead us each step of the way. And he does that best as he walks with us. And there's a wonderful verse in Proverbs chapter 3 that says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all that you do, and he will show you which path to take." And that's a wonderful promise. Oftentimes, we're too busy to realize that God has already set the path ahead for us. We get busy doing other things, and we forget to check with God and ask him. So I think the three things you've got to do. First, you trust him to lead you. Let go of what you think you know, and let God do what he knows. Who else are you going to get to trust him? Second, don't try to understand all the situations, because God thinks higher than we do. Have a look at Isaiah 55, verse 9, if you don't believe me. And thirdly, seek God's will for your life. The scripture says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be given to you as well." So it helps us. It helps us to see. So look, stop looking for signs. Let go and let God into your life, and let him lead you on the path. Thank you, Lord, that these things are possible, even though we're slow learners. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.